Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. We'll be right back. magician puppets are preaching in high, high places, trying to hide the fear written on their faces, facing a future liquidating hope, freezing the fire, your dreams go up in smoke. Carry the weight of this world, you're gonna do more harm than good, you're gonna lose yourself in responsibility. Don't blame your heart, don't blame your soul, don't blame your lack of self-control, lay the blame on me. Don't blame the sun, sky, blame yourself, and I'll ask why. Lay the blame on me. Bossing over bandits, thieves, and self-proclaimers, leading a life of crime designed to entertain us. The poor and the needy, the rich and the privileged. Opening up a great divide when all we need's a bridge. Carry the weight of this world, you're gonna do more harm than good, you're gonna lose yourself in responsibility. Don't blame your heart, don't blame your soul, don't blame your lack of self-control, lay the blame.
Yo, check this out. This is Punjabi MC. Right now I'm on the airwaves, 93.2 Sheffield Live.
yet the hand that awards it. And you'd hook my lip for proof if I could afford it. Oh, he says, believe it, believe it, believe it.
It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers. And someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone. John Smith felt he was invisible. No one could ever remember his name. His was a face that would never be friendly with fame. In a gathering of three, you'd be hard-pressed to spot him. And when people met him, as soon as he'd gone, they forgot him. John Smith said, what's the matter with me? If this is the land of opportunity, why can't I be famous? Why can't I be a star? 'Cause you don't have to be what they say that you are. Anyone can do it. Anyone can choose to be the number one item on the TV news. So he thought up a plan that would bring him success. He phoned the TV stations and alerted the press. He told them when, he told them where. Midnight, New Year's Eve, Trafalgar Square. Now the time has gone and the time has come for the TV crews and the tabloid scrum and the 20,000 people waiting to see the meaning and solution of this mystery. On the first stroke of midnight, the searchlight's beam lights up John Smith and he's living his dream. On the top of Nelson's column in his Superman gear, he stands on Nelson's shoulders and that raises a cheer. In his Superman cape and his Superman tights, he holds up his name and his name's in lights. And the cameras flash and he's on TV and he cries, look at me, I'm a celebrity. My name will be known now far and wide as a byword for the art of suicide. The crowds gaze up and they hold their breath as John Smith gracefully swallowed dives to his death. Everyone's chasing stardom. Everyone's gasping for fame. The young are dying of boredom. The old are dying of shame. No one's want to be someone's. Everyone's racing the clocks. No one's got time for the dumb ones, 'cause they'll never make it on the box. Betty Ball's passion was shopping. The only time she felt she wasn't ignored. It made her feel valued to buy things she couldn't afford. In her dream she was decked out and sashing in those fabulous bags, shoes and outfits displayed in shop windows. Betty Ball, leafing through a fashion mag, saw an ad for a black Gucci shoulder bag with Italian leather trim and studs of gold. How Betty Ball longed to possess that shoulder bag that was gonna be on display in the Selfridges sale on New Year's Day as a knockdown price. She just had to acquire her envy-provoking heart's desire, for a black Gucci shoulder bag with matching leather trim would fill her cup of happiness to the brim. Now it's New Year's Eve and at Selfridge's store, Betty Ball's camping outside the door, and a mile-long queue has formed behind, and murderous thoughts flit through her mind. For Betty fears, and Betty's sure, that the gritty shoulder bag is what they're queuing for. At the first stroke of midnight from Trafalgar Square, a cheer floats in on the frosty air. Now the time has come, and the time has gone, and it's on your marks, and the race is on. The doors are open and the orderly queue breaks into a flood, and it surges through, and they're pushing and they're shoving, no quarter given. This is what it's like in consumer heaven. Well, one swarm makes for the gritty display, with a frantic Betty leading the way. She's nearly there, and at her back is the black gritty shoulder bag hunting pack. But Betty trips as she reaches out and grabs the bag with a triumphant shout. Then she falls and they're all in a sprawling heap, and Betty's at the bottom, buried 10 feet deep. Betty Ball died in a state of grace, with a bag in her hand and a blissful smile on her face. Everyone's shopping for shopping, everyone's buying respect. The price of happiness is dropping, and it's never quite what you expect. Buying's the meaning of earning, so the train can go thundering on. The wheels must never stop turning. Does anyone know where the driver's gone? Cynthia Flower felt fragile. She just got divorced and was feeling her age. She felt that her true self was trapped in a bodily cage, for her body was something she could not adjust to. She looked in the mirror and said, I know now what I must do. For her body naked made Cynthia squirm, droopy and flabby where it used to be firm. She had her mother's nose, which she'd always hated, and her face looked lined and desiccated. So she surfed the net till she found a site that offered an escape route from her plight. It said, see what cosmetic surgery can do to create a new, rejuvenated you. Enhance your breasts, reduce your thighs, remove the carrier bags under your eyes, a facelift, no more sagging skin, remodel your nose, rebalance your chin, a tummy tuck, liposuction, silicone implants, breast reduction. Breasts can now be recreated, and even your nipples relocated. Time and the years may do their worst, but the effects of aging can be reversed. Cynthia Flower was elated at the prospect of being renovated. She took out a loan, for her means were small, and signed up for a thorough overhaul. Now the time has passed and it's 1 year on. The scars have faded and the bruising's gone. It's New Year's Eve and Cynthia Flower is alone and waiting for the midnight hour. Her Botox face is like a disguise. Her streamlined body she doesn't recognise. There's a heart-shaped emptiness at her core. Cynthia doesn't know who she is anymore. Now it's welcome to the new year, and on TV, Superman screams, I'm a celebrity. While Cynthia swallows a bottle of pills and prepares to sleep the sleep that will cure all ills. It's a game of winners and losers. It's a game of who pays the price. It's a game of beggars and choosers, and someone's loaded the dice. Eyes are sneaking round corners. Got your dreams on the run. The corpses are watching the mourners. Everyone's watching everyone.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkey. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Thank you. Sénégal, cinéma le Paris. Demain je serai parti. La gare Dakar Bamako, Mopti, y a pas de problème, tout va bien. Aujourd'hui je me marie, j'ai confiance. Amour solo, Gao, l'Algérie, Tunisie, Italie, y a pas de problème. J'aime au Manhattan, fast food, Dakar, Sénégal, cinéma le Paris. Ascenseur pour le ghetto, il est minuit à Tokyo, il est 5h au Mali. Quelle heure est-il au paradis? Il est minuit à Tokyo, il est 5h au Mali. Quelle heure est-il? La grand-mère à l'hôpital d'Antec, tout va bien, Kairé, moi ici, toi là-bas. Le visa au consulat numéro 39, y attend. À l'état civil, déjà l'an 2000, déjà 2000 ans. Au Manhattan, fast food, Dakar, Sénégal, cinéma le Paris. Cinéma le Paris. Il est minuit à Tokyo, il est 5h au Mali. Quelle heure est-il au paradis? Il est 5h au Mali, quelle heure est-il? Au paradis, Dakar, Bamako, Rio de Janeiro. Où est le problème? Où est la frontière? Entre les murs, se faufiler dans l'ascenseur. Ascenseur pour le ghetto. Au Manhattan, fast food, Dakar, Sénégal, cinéma le Paris.
I go up in smoke. What has happened down here is that the wind has changed. The clouds roll in from the north and it starts to rain. And it rained real hard and it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. The river roars all day and the river roars all night. Some people got lost in the flood and some people got away alright. The river have busted so clear down to Plaquemine. 6 feet of water in the streets of the lower nine. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. Washes away. The President Coolidge come down here in a railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. And President Coolidge, he said, little fat man, isn't it a shame what the river have done to this poor cracker's land? Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us.
My name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Thank you. ma chérie, ma ta baïna liye pa ma, ma ta vili la liye pa ma chérie, ma ta baïna liye pa ma, ibara nono kene di jakuma ba ma, o te baïna ma te vili la liye pa ma, waïna nan nan de adena, ma li te ba la mo ma, ibara doke.
gran mar de ciudad escondida. Yo me imagino un marinero teniendo siempre mis redes vacías. La sirena viene hacia mí, voy a atraparla en mi red marinera y me espera para gozar loca de risa en la espuma del mar. La sirena viene hacia mí, voy a atraparla en mi red marinera.